Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday. We're about halfway through the month of May here. So day today is the 16th, and the year is 2018. So I'll clear the day for you of these numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. And we'll energize the light being on your monitor screen or screens, bringing you peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. And if you have a situation going on, something troubling you, let's clear that one timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should feel pretty good. So next month we have two special events happening on Saturday. I believe the first one may be like the second Saturday of the month, I believe, maybe the third. But it's going to be the body system rejuvenation, body organ system rejuvenation. And then I think the last Saturday of the month is going to be Spirit in the Box. So I think we just sent out emails on that, but we'll be talking about that more on other shows. But just thought I'd let you know that we have two Saturdays, a Saturday apart. Each call will be $50. The Spirit in the Box is going to be phenomenal, and so is the other one. So anyway, just thought I'd let you know, give you a heads up here. So we'll turn it to Michelle here. So are you ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I'm all ready. Hello, and welcome, Ron, and welcome to everybody to the Wednesday night radio show. And we do have a new email. I'm sure you've all been told and you've heard it before, but I'll just say it one more time just in case you haven't heard the show in a while. Our new email is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So if you want to send an email to us, that would be the email address. Otherwise, we're still using the FastChat if you want it to be anonymous. And if it's, you know, shorter, then the FastChat always works as well. So, okay, thank you, Ron. Those sound like some very cool events coming up in the next month. I know you sent out an email, so I was just kind of looking for that. But I may not be able to find it. I'll take another look later on. Well, we have a request, Ron, for cravings for unhealthy foods. Or I don't know if that would be a suggested healing or not.
Well, we can do something there, maybe. I don't know. Let's see if anybody listening has found a clearing that they can use. It'd probably be more like addictions. But we'll just see if anybody wants to let us know about that. So I'll just do a clearing for addictions. Yeah, it could be anything besides food. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, you have to, you know, think about what you want to have cleared. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. You should be feeling better now. You may also want to do the mind loop one clearing, you know, as you find yourself eating something that could be unhealthy for you. And your mind will be telling you that you need it, like it, want it. So you may want to do the mind loop one to help yourself out. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was very helpful. Okay. So, well, we have a suggestion here for a movie, and I don't know if I've heard of it, but it says, just found a movie on Amazon Prime called Sleepwalkers. It just came out in 2014. It talks about what happens to some people at night while they think they're sleeping. In the first 5 minutes, the main character tells you exactly what's happening to the daywalkers, and the story is told from the sleepwalker's point of view. And then it says, thanks for everything you do. So the name of the movie is Sleepwalkers, That sounds very interesting. I wonder if they have the idea of what it really is. I'll have to watch it. Because that would be our parallel lives, right?
Yes, it would be, yes. So you got sleepwalkers and daywalkers, huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
So the sleepwalker is probably living a life in the beyond, though, and maybe even the daywalker could not be in the beyond, though, but being affected by the sleepwalker's energy. So that's interesting. So back to you.
Okay. I wonder if I can find it. I'll have to write it down because I don't think that I have Amazon Prime, but it might be somewhere else so I could see it too. Okay, so the next person writes in, they say, I saw my clone soldier fighting the aliens recently. It looked like a very intense battle. All I could do is cheer them on, and that was written yesterday. So we still know there's some events occurring. Okay, let's see. And this next one says, advanced parallel timeline crash, which, as many of you know, is the one that you can use whenever you need it. It says, hi, when I put tangent and others one at a time after my name, I choose one issue and run consecutively all timelines, right? So yes, you do. So you're going to open the 7 different windows for tangent, just your name, which would be the regular, and the 7 different aspects that we spoke about in other previous shows. And then you're going to use that same one issue as the timeline to crash in every box. So you can just copy and paste that same timeline. And then it says, and I do this healing for the issues without doing previously the timeline crash with space-time crash. And that's the question. So this healing is the timeline crash, or the timeline crash is the healing? I'm not sure if I understand that question. Do you understand that one, Ron?
Not too much, but I was just thinking of the last comment that came through about the time-traveling soldiers as being cloned. The time-traveling soldiers are not cloned energies. They're humans. So, you know, unless they're, birds or something like that, animals that were enlisted. But who is fighting out there is, as far as two-legged, we'll say, 100% real people. So I just thought I'd mention that. So back to you.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they were... I don't know what they saw, really. It was just what I read. But, yeah, I didn't... And I think that there were clones, but I'm glad you cleared that up. So, okay. This next one says, special healing plus emotional healing plus the blood and circulatory system clearing. Hi, Ron. Thank you for your suggestion for homosexuality. I started with a nano detox clearing. Then after healing body genetics on special healings, my son had a huge headache, maybe coincidental or possibly reaction. Anyway, he went to take care of that at the hospital. All examinations had negative results, so that they didn't find anything. I continuously did the Be Here Now. Some emergency headaches went on for, it lasted for a little while. It must have been some sort of a detox. Then I did the emotional healing for him. I combined with the blood and circulatory system clearing, and he now looks lighter and happier. Let's see. The person goes on to report that they are easier about the situation. And it says, I feel if we do the emotional healing first, makes the healings lighter. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. Blessings. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. Yes.
Yeah. I think it is suggested that you do the emotional whole life clearing before anything else, because that would hold the most impact, and you don't want to, well, you know, have someone have a very strong, heavy reaction without clearing that body first. So, good. That's fantastic. So, I just wanted to reiterate that in this, it is mentioned that, let's see here. They did a special healing for body genetics. Okay, so that might be a good one for all of us to do, just body genetics. That would probably help a lot of people out on many realms, right?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, and that's not a name of a healing. That is what you would write in under the special healing. So you have to have the special clearing in order to do that one. Okay, it looks like we got a couple new ones in here. Okay. Oh, Ron, someone's asking if you could please repeat the upcoming Saturday events and the dates. And
I don't have the dates. I don't have the dates handy. I guess going backwards from the end of the month, I believe the last Saturday is going to be Spirit in the Box. And then moving backwards, that next Saturday will not be a call. And then the Saturday, the next one, will have the body restoration, organ restoration call. So that's
okay,
about all that I can
great.
Remember without having a calendar in front of me. And then the 4-hour or the 3-hour ascension call, I believe, is starting the second Saturday, and then the next Saturday would be the body restoration. But we did send out, I believe, or it's going to be sent out, the scheduling, you know, probably within a day or two here. So just look forward to that. I just thought I'd give you a heads up on it. And let's see, we could do a clearing here. So people like to have the air cushions on the bottom of their feet. So here we go. Air cushion energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. You start to be able to feel a little bit going on the bottom of your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And that feels pretty good to me. So you may want to get up and walk and just see if you have less pressure on your feet. You might feel like you're walking on a nice carpet with nice patterns. So we'll see how you feel. So let's do a clearing for people's hips. Well, maybe you have a hip problem, maybe a pinched nerve or something. We'll see if we can help you with that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. So again, walk around and see how your hips are doing. And we'll see if Michelle is back with us.
Okay, thank you, Ron, for those feelings. I heard bits and pieces throughout there. Okay, so this is interesting. I was reading this email. It says, I was falling asleep at my desk often and could not figure out why I was feeling so drained of energy. I became aware that there was some presence around my head that seemed to be sucking my energy out of my body. I put the space clearing on for remote office locations, and in a few seconds, the thing left, and I felt much better. Now I always run the space clearing at my desk, and I know when the time runs out because that thing comes back to feed on me. Could this be an AI or an alien mosquito? Thank you so much for the space clearing and the Be Here Now clearings. I depend on them so much, and they always work.
Boy, it could be either one of those. That's a hard one to answer. So I don't know what to say on that one.
Huh.
I think most of the energies that are coming now, they're already here, and they are probably working with the AI energies more than, like a hybrid or something, or an invisible life form. So, but I can't say for sure on that one. But they want to turn us into robots. So that's what you'll probably be seeing, in the upcoming movies coming out. There will be more of the robotic energies here. So, back to you.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, I guess just keep doing that space clearing if that works. Okay, well, we do have an update. A little while ago, it said, last year, I wrote to you about an elephant who visited me and brought friends more than once. All I could do was run my clearings for them, and I felt good about it because I know they work. I read in the paper today that the elephants have been reunited at the Smithsonian Zoo. I have a feeling you and the Creation Light Ship had something to do with this. How wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yay. Elephants are such social creatures. They really need to have several of them together, at least two good friends. And they sent in a couple pictures from it. So, okay. Thank you. All right, let's see here. This one says, I purchased the unlimited option on the death barcode clearing, but I can't access the unlimited version, only the regular one. Is it called something different? My first guess is that you have the old code saved in your browser. I don't know if it's possible to copy and paste the new code into your browser and save that as a username and password. Ron, is there anything else you could think that that might be?
Maybe in a browser.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah. I would try a different browser.
Yeah,
because you probably have the old code in there, and it's not proper. So just get another browser, and it should open up fine for you. And maybe ask somebody how to, change your computer. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, hopefully that works. Listener, please let us know. Okay. This one says, there's a lot of talk that our secret-based fleet has med beds that can heal us and extend our lives. Is there any danger to our spirit by using them?
I'm going to say that again.
It says, there is talk that our secret space fleet has med beds, so medical beds, that can heal us and extend our lives. And then they're asking if there's any danger to our spirit by using them. It doesn't say any more than that.
I would say, yes, it would be dangerous to your spirit, yes, because you're using some type of technology to do that. I have seen or heard of people talking about, you know, that special technology. I haven't really looked into it yet. But yeah, it would be dangerous to your spirit because your spirit mimics your body. So if you're bringing in some type of energy to youth yourself, which means you're changing your DNA, that's going to affect your spirit. And it's hard to say, you know, how and what they're doing to you, to the body, we'll say, to have that happen. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you. That's interesting. Ron, could we do a healing for bad air or dust or, I don't know what else the other word is, but stuff in the lungs or esophagus?
Well, I did the clone skin, so we could do that if you like that. So here we go. This will only work on today's show. So this is for cloned skin. Excuse me. Yeah, it'd be cloned skin that's in your esophagus, in your respiratory system, maybe in your sinuses. Skin flex, little particles from a different life form. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to release those, and you're going to feel a change in your body probably instantly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So check out your breathing now and just see if it's improved or not. Back to you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much. Mine is already. So that's great. Thank you. All right. This one says, I love the feel of my new Creation Lightship Air sneakers. Thank you, Ron. Blessings. And I don't know when that was. Oh, I guess it's tonight. Yeah, it was tonight. Just a few minutes ago, somebody wrote that in. So thank you. Okay, this one says, I am using the spirit command. I now command my spirit, mind, and body to be in the now, feeling much more aligned and whole. Great. That's good.
Yeah, your mind probably won't react to it because the mind is alien. So you could try that, but I don't think the mind is going to respond to the now energy because the mind only works in time. So I would just suggest bypassing the mind and just use your body and your spirit. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. All right, this one says, I hope you are well. I was searching for the programs of Ron's that you mentioned for April 4th, 2013. I think, but there is no April 4th. I tried the 5th, but no mention of the beast. I think he's referring to somebody had played a certain archive and then he's looking for it. I have done several repeat clearings today and feel somewhat better, but my life continues to unravel fast. Some days I feel in the belly of the beast. But on a genetic front, it seems as if Ron says things will get better slowly. It is some time since a big tragedy was reported, but on the other hand, the dark seems to be fighting perhaps an action as ferociously as ever. I don't know if others are reporting similar experiences. I hope not. But last night I had great palpitations in my heart as if some energy was attacking him. I am fighting this energy. I think maybe I have another death barcode activated. So a question for Ron. However much our physical bodies and spirits may continue to suffer here, I wonder if the parts of ourselves we have managed to liberate, as it were, and sent to the new earth transport, that these will remain and be in integrity on the new earth no matter what. I have to say, I have been learning we are very vulnerable here. This is the dark domain in many ways. And, they just want to know if the parts of us that we have put on the new earth transport, if that is absolutely safe.
Yep, 100% safe. That is correct.
Okay, well, good to know. All right, so, yeah, this is not the most fun place to be sometimes, but at least, you know, we have Ron and the healings, and we know what to do, and we have the tools to do things. So that's way better than being here, you know, without any of that. So, all right, this one says, I purchased the unlimited and present whole lifetime. Oh, okay, this is I think that this was already taken care of. That would be for the poverty. Okay. Well, that was taken care of. So thank you, listener. I hope that one works out good for you. So that the one that was just mentioned was a poverty clearing that Ron has on his website, which a lot of people have used to clear if they feel that this is an issue in their life. And it may also have been a generational issue. So once you do the present and then, you know, unlimited for the poverty clearing, you can also get generational ones. If you feel that it has been something in your DNA for a long time, and it really helps. It helps so that you don't feel like that anymore, and you're not in that situation anymore, and you start having money be as a flow, which is a really good thing. Okay, so I'm just looking through a couple more emails. Ron, is there anything that you wanted to talk about?
Let's see here. I'll do a clearing here. Let me just see what I can pull out of the hat for people. There's still energy people have with their, maybe their tailbone / pelvis area. Maybe / hips. So let's do a clearing for that again. So one, and that will also include lower back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And that feels very good. So let's see if that's helped you. So back to you, Michelle.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so this one says, there's a movie. Oh, it's a new show called Electric Dream. It's about our dreams and how they are actually another life that is a different timeline. Ha, there you go. By science fiction writer Philip K. Dick on Amazon Video. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's a new show. So I believe it's an episodic. And it's called Electric Dreams. It's about how our dreams are actually another life. We already knew that.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a lot of great movie making to be had with this information.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't get caught on the timeline as you're watching that movie to hook you into that timeline of dreams. So remember, what you normally watch, and if you get tied into it emotionally, then you're on that timeline also. So you don't want to get stolen. Back to you.
No. Hey, could we just timeline crash dreams and dreaming, since we all experience that?
No, because you have to have a specific reason to do a timeline crash. So
So you have to have an event. So without having an event, you can't do a timeline craft.
Well, listen to the event that we've been dreaming ever since we've been children.
If you had a dream and that was an event, you could timeline crash that one. But you just can't say crash all of my dreams because you need to be tuned into what's happening.
Okay, but on the timeline crashes, it does have that if you have a dream, you write it in there, timeline crash, this specific dream, and that works great. That works really good.
Yeah. But you just can't say, you know, I went to sleep last night and I woke up, and I don't recall any dreams, but I want to crash the dreams that I had. That will not work. You have to have something that, you know, we'll just say have meat and potatoes to it, you know, so you're able to crash it. You have to know that you're somewhere. Okay, in order to crash it.
Yeah, I think I've experienced that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I keep a running list. Dreams to crash. In case I have a little flash of something during the day, and I'm like, oh, that was in my dream last night. I have to crash that. And then I never have a recurrence of that. So they must be finding them and getting them.
Yeah, and what you stated there, that can insert part of that dream into your reality of life here. Saying it a different way, we'll say that you have a dream of going into a store buying something, and you know that's maybe a five-minute situation. Well, they can have that in your life on a timeline, and you can be having that same experience where they abduct you for that 5 minutes of time, and you can have that reoccurrence over again, and you think it's deja vu. So they could just be reinforcing the fact that you saw it in a dream, and now they're making it real on another timeline. Remember, you're not always here. You know, that's why I tell people, where are you when you're not here? And they kind of look at me like, like, what are you talking about? Remember, a sine wave, you know, for one cycle, you're not here three times. You're not here at the beginning and in the middle. And at the end, we have that zero point, okay, where that line goes straight across. So you're manifested in the upward pulse of a sine wave. Remember, just to see, you know, visualize an S sideways with a line going through the center of it. So when the cycle starts, that's when time is off, and then it begins, and that top part of the sine waves gets manifested, and that's your manifestation. And then it drops back down and connects to the zero point on the straight line going across where there's no time. They can abduct you there along with the first part. And then you start off on the negative part of the sine wave, we'll say the bottom part, and then you are manifested there, and then you have the zero point again when you're not here. And so that's kind of the way it works. You know, you can make it a little different and just say, well, gee, why would I be, say, up on one and down on the other, you know, on the sine wave? You could just visualize, if you wish, the bottom part of the sine wave being flipped over on the top, if you wish. But that's still the manifestation points. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you. Good explanation. I just read over, Ron, the one about the poverty clearing. Actually, what they're saying is they're saying that they bought the present and the unlimited. So then they got the codes for the unlimited, and they're wondering where the present clearing is. So I put the codes in because they actually sent it to me, and I actually have it. It does say poverty clearing unlimited. It has the present and the unlimited both in it. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your name at the top. You're going to do physical body first, and then you're going to do spirit after. But the first radio button, which is a tiny little button, it should already be lit up, and it says specific period, and then it says 01-whole life. So you're going to enter your age in that. and then you're going to scroll down and do start healing, and you're also going to switch it to a male light being because there's more of them, and they do a lot of work on the creation light ship, and it's just always good to choose the male light being. And then you're going to run it. You're going to sit in front of your computer. That's going to take 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how old you are, and that's the present life clearing. So once you run that, you're done. And then if you want to do specific issues, however, that's what the unlimited is for. And then that's when you go to the next button down under a specific incident. You click on that, and then you fill in the box. Can't seem to get a regular paycheck or whatever the situation may be. And you run that for however much time you want to run it for. 800 minutes would be overnight. 1,400 minutes would be an entire day. And then that would be unlimited, and you can run that for whatever situations come up or that, you know, you see in your life. But you first do want to do the first button, which would be, yes, the present healing, which is under a specific period your whole life. And then there's a little secret that another listener told us about a little while ago. And if you click on that, that's actually a drop-down menu. It says whole life, and then it says, or the last specified years, the last specified months, weeks, days. So if just in the last few days you feel something happen and you just want to clear it out, you can just do the last 10 days or the last 2 days or, you know, any kind of situation or even from today, a few hours. So, you know, you can run it as frequently as you want because you have the unlimited version. So that's great. So once you buy the unlimited, you just get the unlimited, but you always want to run the present life, which is a specific period first. So I hope I explained that well. And yes, let us know if you have any more questions on that. Okay. All right, Ron, somebody wrote in, they said, I am using the following four clearings for a disturbing family issue. They're using the dark side mind control, the self-empowerment for betrayal, auric field protection, including special containment option of the negative person, and the soul family disconnect. So my question is, once the negative energy is removed from me, where does it go?
Oh, the energy is dissolved. Remember, your all the clearings bring you peace. So when you do a clearing, and the clearings that you're doing is dealing with mind energy. Okay, so once you do a clearing and the mind energy is disconnected from you, that's what's happening, okay, then that energy of the mind energy is terminated. It doesn't exist any longer. That's why when you do a clearing, you normally cannot find the situation or energies that you thought were bothering you because they're no longer in existence. Now, you can go into timelines and bring it forth, you know. But, you know, that's why I say just walk away, Renee, and forget about it. But, you know, that's up to you and your own choice if you wish to, you know, pull the carrot out of another timeline and have that same experience. But once you do a clearing, you have peace energy, which is source energy, taking the place of dramas and traumas and mind energy of darkness stored inside of you. And it's gone. And that's why when I go to expos and clear people, they look at me kind of funny. A lot of times because they have something that's been bothering them for, you know, maybe 20 years, and they want to test me to see if what I'm doing is valid. And I snap my finger, and it's gone. And they look at me with really big eyes, wanting to know where it went. And it's just peace energy being reinstated in them, which used to be peace energy when they were born, typically, not always, but typically. And now you're back to being in neutral with not even knowing about that situation because you don't need to harbor it. You don't even try to figure out what's going on. You just do a clearing and know that it's gone. And by all means, don't try to figure out what's going on, because you'll never know, because the source energy is so sophisticated and unique for what it does. You could never even look at it to try to figure out the trail of energies that it's doing and using with you when I do a clearing. So this is source energy bringing you back to your first cause energy with your spirit and your body. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That is a great explanation. Yes, it's simply gone. It doesn't get returned to somebody else or go back to them. It just doesn't exist anymore. So that's fantastic. And they say, I am hoping the results will be positive. I will write again when these issues start to clear, and I believe that they will. So thank you.
Well, they're already cleared, okay?
Good.
The
yeah.
issues, once you do a clearing and the clearing ends, it's completed. Now, it's up to your body to integrate that. But don't look at it, you know, with mind energy. Is it done yet, or what's going on? I made one mistake, I guess, or a person didn't understand what I was talking about years and years ago. And so what I said is that after you have a clearing, you know, it might take, you know, a short time, you know, for the clearing to work with your body. So I said something like that, and not being specific, you know, and saying, you know, maybe it takes a couple of days or so. The person asked me like 2 months later, you know, am I still working on this clearing, because, you know, I don't know if it's completed or not, months later. And I go, yeah, it was done within probably a few days. So they somehow thought this is like regular earth-based technology, you know, healing modalities of the darkness, trying to bring in light to you, which it can't be done. But they didn't understand that once the clearing, you know, says it's completed on your monitor screen, just like when I do right now, when I do clearings with people, it's done. After I do my number count, it's completed and done. And the results that you have will be according to how much other densities you have stored inside of you. Okay? So if you only had that one incident and I cleared it, it would be gone instantly and you would never see it again. But naturally, some people have other energetic bodies that are contaminated. So you know, you start clearing one energy, like when I do pain release at the expos. Some people don't have any results, and I do entities after that, and instantly the results take place because they were dealing with entities, giving them pain. Most of the people, when I do a pain clearing, will say probably 80-90% of them, the pain's gone. And, you know, I ask if they still have it, then I do another clearing or two. And I'd say probably 95% of the people, within 2 to 3 minutes, the pain is gone. The people that have entities could still have pain, and that's only because entities are giving them the pain, and it's not in your pain body. Another energetic body. So when you go into the clearing and you expect to have something happen to you instantly because you have pain, or you go, man, I have a lot of trauma, I'm going to do the trauma clearing. Well, maybe you're dealing with a self-sabotage issue. Maybe you're dealing with a fear issue, but you think it's trauma. So you do the clearing and you go, wow, this really didn't help me that much, or it helped, but I still have it. Well, what other energetic body are you living in? Are you getting that energy from that body contaminating you? So you need to look further as to why a clearing did not work completely for you, or at least a really high percentage. And that's only because you did not work with the right energetic body to end the process. So always, you know, your emotional body, I'd say, is probably 80-90% of your stuff here. You do that clearing and, man, life is good. And then you look for further energetic bodies that you're dealing with, you know, and you clear those out. And, you know, I could probably say most of the people listening, after they have probably done maybe, I'll just say six whole lifetime clearings, their life is like turned around completely. And then they're very happy to do more clearings because they want to get more stuff off of them. So they start looking and investigating the website further to see, oh, do I have this, do I have that, or the other? And they're very grateful that, wow, I got rid of this stuff that you've had for your whole lifetime. So that's sort of the way it works. That's why we recommend, you know, emotional body first, mental body, these are whole lifetime clearings, and fear. Those are the main three. And then from there, decide what you may want to have. Do you live in trauma? Do you live in anxiety? Do you have a sensory body that's running rampant on you and you keep trying to feel people's energies around? So if you're feeling these energies, then that's your sensory body or your empathic body. So you need to know, there's two different clearings there, but you look and see what you may need next. So you're already probably running, feeling great, maybe 80 to 90% from where you were initially, you know, running maybe 10% of the energy. And you go, wow, this is great. I'm getting the stuff off my back. And then you keep looking for further things. And then you get on the conference calls because, you get extra energy there. And then, you know, that's the way it works. You start doing the specials that we have. And then after you do those few clearings, then look at the bundle clearings and see how they're going to help you. So back to you.
Excellent. Thank you. And so true, Ron. Very good. Okay, so this next person writes in, awesome email. Ron's recommendation to encase your spirit energy in a container every day is working wonders for me. I simply say, I now create a container for my life force for my use today, and it's done. No need to repeat it. It works all day. I say it out loud after doing the Mind to Heart drop first thing in the morning. It really cuts down on having to do shrink wrap and other protections all day long. Hope this is useful for people who forgot about this handy little tool. Another jewel from Ron. Well, thank you, listener, because I did forget about it, and it's very good to know. So what you do is say, I now create a container for my life force for my use today. Is there anything you want to add to that one, Ron?
No, I think that sounds pretty good. And we could also see what other people are doing. Maybe they can send in information on it. But basically, to me, that's good.
Okay.
Keep everything very simple.
And then your spirit is just, it's staying in your body. Is your body the container?
Yeah, your body would be the container for your spirit. And by doing so, you're keeping your spirit in your body. You know, you're kind of, I don't want to use the word protection because that word could be used, in different ways, and it's not always correct. But, the shrink wrap, I'd say, for most people, is probably the most effective tool that you have out there is to keep your body energy to yourself. And just knowing that you can bring your energy to your body when you're around a lot of people. And if you do it enough and do the mind to heart drop, you'll be invisible and people won't even see you. And they might even bump into you. So, I'm sure people have had that experience where you can go into a store and stay in peace, go in, do whatever you need to do, your shopping, we'll say, and then come back out. And life is good, and you never got slimed, and people never gave you stares or looks, and you're in and out, and you feel great afterwards. So, back to you.
Okay. So, in case anybody wants to write that down, I'll just repeat it again. So, what you say is, I now create a container for my life force for my use today. And that's it. I now create a container for my life force for my use today. I'm going to have to remember that one.
Yep.
Okay,
remember,
thank you.
If you don't hold it and keep it for yourself, other people will steal it. They'll see the energy that you have. So, you know, you want to just, that's why, you know, the shrink wrap working with that is another way of stating that. But, yeah, the container is great. You want to keep your reserve energy, your container, full of your energy. So if you need it, you can draw upon it. And it's right there for you, and it's only available for you. So you're keeping it sacred. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. I love this one. Yeah, this is really good. Okay, so it looks like somebody sent a, oh, no, this is something, yeah, it was sent a, maybe last week. It's about kind of an article. So I think most people actually got this one, so I'll just go on to the next one. Okay. I have been running the Alien Lifetime Removal Clearing for my son, and I have two questions. On the second drop-down, select number of lifetimes, it's a drop-down list. The drop-down options are 1 lifetime, 2 lifetime, etc., up to 10. The first drop-down entitled Select the Timeline or Century, use the drop-down list. My question is, do I do step 1 lifetime through 10 lifetime 1 at a time, or can I just select 10 lifetime to cover 10 lifetime?
1 at a time.
Okay. And my next question is it a good idea to do this clearing for another person? I am asking because I am wondering whether it requires the space-time clearing.
I don't know how to answer that one.
I don't think we've ever suggested the space-time for the alien lifetime removal. I think that's
yeah,
just
that's
for
correct.
The timeline
yeah,
question.
Yeah. Yeah, the space-time brings you back here from wherever you are if you're lost in space.
Right.
Yeah.
For the time that
crashes. I don't know how else to answer that, you know. You can, you know, pay for somebody else on the timeline crashes and do that clearing for them, especially if you have somebody who may be... you know, a friend of yours, maybe they get into an accident, maybe they're in the hospital, and you go, uh-oh, they're in the hospital and they're in the cancer ward, and they're going to get all this energy of all the timelines of people, you know, in those rooms, so you want to get them out of that so they can start to heal. Otherwise, that cancer ward energy is going to suffocate them because you're in rubbing elbows with cancer patients, etc., and you don't want to do that. You want to get yourself out of other people's timelines. So, saying it a different way, you're right in the energy of whatever that situation would be. And that's even true if you go to the doctor's office. You know, what are you going to do when you go there? I can say that I haven't, when was I in the doctor's office last? I can't even remember. I honestly don't remember. It'd probably be when I was in my teens, I'm guessing. So basically, you know, that's probably, you know, basically probably 50, 60 years ago that I've ever been in the doctor's office. But if you go into one, who's going to be there? Are you going to see people outside? Maybe they have some type of epidemic, we'll say. Maybe they got a runny nose or, you know, some type of condition that, you know, is catchable, right, with viruses, et cetera. And you're in there to catch that because you're there. Remember, you volunteered to be there. And so maybe there's 10 people blowing their nose, spreading their germs, and you're there. So naturally, you knowing that, and you're afraid to leave because of your appointment, you're susceptible yourself, you know, to have that same condition that they have. Or you go in there and there's people with maybe, you know, casts on their arms or legs, you know, people with crutches, et cetera, and you're there and you're having that experience. You're going to be on all their timelines. And you always get the people that want sympathy because they have a walker or something, and you're on that timeline. So, like I say, walk away, Renee. You know, don't, you know, I can't say don't go to the doctor, but you could probably say, you know, I don't want to catch the sniffle stuff, so I'll be in my car waiting, and you can come out and get me and walk me in the back door so I don't catch this illness that's in the front of your office. That's one way to handle that, you know, become self-empowered. But anyway, our show is about over.